This is chapter 12 of Luke. In this section, as I pointed out, we're in that what's called the Perean journey. This section, our Lord has crossed over the Jordan, and he's going down the east side into what's now the kingdom of Jordan, and he's going to come back across at where now we have the Allenby Bridge. So he's going down this other side, and Luke uses that journey as a literary place to put in a great deal of our Lord's teaching. And this is part of it, what we have today. Now you remember, now for you've certainly noticed, we've had all this teaching about the end of time, the end of history as we know it, the Lord's judgment on all the universe, huh? Jesus, the Lord, the man born of the Virgin Mary, who lived at Nazareth, is the Lord of the whole universe. And the whole universe is subject to him and will be judged by him. And that's the background of these sayings of Jesus. Huh? The first one, he's such a marvelous teacher, right? You know, in that part of the world, you see a cloud rising in the west, that means over the Mediterranean. So if there's a cloud coming in there, it's going to have water. Oh boy, rain in very dry country, that's a good idea. Now if the wind is coming from the south, that's the Sinai Desert, it's going to be hot. He said, now you know that. Why can you not use that same kind of perspicacity in looking at what's going on all around you? Can you not see that something's going on? I am preaching, I am healing, I am talking about my Father in a way that no one has ever talked before. Don't you get it? You know how to interpret the signs of the earth and the sky. Why do you would not know how to interpret the present time, the signs of the times, right now? Now that certainly applies to us as well, doesn't it? Right now, of course, things are in a crisis, so we're alert a bit. But this has been going on now for half a century. And we've let ourselves be lulled to sleep. We've let ourselves be formed more by the culture than by the gospel. And the people who take the gospel radically are often considered a little bit nuts. Yeah, a little bit too exaggerated, you know. We didn't read the times aright, did we? We didn't really preach the gospel. We didn't really take a stand. And now, with the tension of this election and Mr. Obama's stand on many issues, finally, we're waking up. Is it too late? We're going to see. I don't think so. I think that if we really pray, the Lord will give us a chance to try to return to normality, really live the gospel. And part of that is to let people know, show people by our own lives, and let people know by our own voices, you know, what is the meaning of life? But that means we have to live it. The meaning of life is not to get a big home in Disturbia and live here happily ever after. Not a terrible thing to do, provided it's just something we do as we live a life dedicated and turned to the Lord and in compassion and love for the poor, for those who don't know Jesus. We're being called to that. Then the next little parable that our Lord has, why don't you figure out for yourselves what's the right thing to do? And then, this is an image that's in the other synoptics as well. If you're on your way to a lawsuit, be smart. Settle on the courthouse steps. Don't bring it to judgment. You don't know what's going to happen. The same with your life. One day, you're going to be brought before the judge. Now, get it worked out. Now, get it worked out. Is there anybody in your life against whom you still have anger, resentment, hatred? Get rid of it. Now you have the grace that comes from the very cross of Christ to get rid of that stuff. And the fruit is peace in this life, no matter what the circumstances, and a living personal knowledge of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Otherwise, your opponent will turn you over to the judge. The judge will hand you over to the constable. And the constable will throw you into prison. And I tell you, you won't get out until you've paid the last penny. So be smart. You know, these words of advice come from an infinite depth. They come from the very substantial, substance, real Word of God Himself. That's where they come from. So I would really advise you to just take time today and just say, Lord, what does this mean? And I've heard it today. What does it mean to me? Is there somewhere that my life is out of order? Is there some way where I'm lazy? I'm not praying. I keep resentments. I waste time with the TV. What is it? And in His mercy, He'll show you, because He loves you. And He wants you to be free of that. And surely then, looking at the signs of the times, we can see the fruit in this country, founded by good, devout pilgrims, a widespread, practical atheism, expressed through the pursuit of wealth, pleasure, the willingness to promote abortion, not just tolerate it. How did we get like this? Remember somebody who drank a little bit too much up in New England was put in the stocks. I'm not advocating that. But I'm saying, you see where we've gone. And it's been because we've sort of let ourselves be backed into a mindset. It can change. It can change. There's always the grace of God working through the people who are preaching to the people who are, you see, there can be change. And then the people who accept the change don't go to jail. This jail. If things go one way, maybe they'll go to another jail, but they won't go to this one. When we read passages like this, we've heard them before, we're pretty familiar with them. We should stop, maybe get down on our knees and say, these words come from You, Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal Word of God, the Lord and Master of the whole universe. These words come from You. What do they mean? What do they mean? For myself, for my family, for my friends, for my neighbors, what do they mean? And the Lord will never leave us orphans. He'll explain them to us through His Holy Spirit. It's interesting that we have all these crisis parables, okay? Actually, they'll end soon. We'll be out of chapter 12 and into chapter 13. And the last one we have in this section actually is chapter 13. It's tomorrow. So tune in and you'll hear it. It's interesting. I don't want to steal the preacher's thunder from tomorrow, but Jesus tells these people, think of his love. He said, you know, people were talking about the Galileans whom Pilate had massacred, even as they were offering a sacrifice. And he says, you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, this is Jesus, that they were greater sinners than all other Galileans? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. That's pretty strong, isn't it? You see how much he loves goodness and wants to give us that gift.